Minnesota News Network. I'm Bill Werner. Record high temperatures this afternoon in southwest Minnesota can be reporting 69 degrees. That tops their old record of 60 set back in 1939. 65 degrees at Marshall. That's 9 degrees higher than their previous record, also from the year of 1939. St. Cloud hitting 54, breaking their old record by 1 degree. Meteorologist Erica Hasek with the National Weather Service in Chanhassen says contributing to today's high temp records, no snow cover anywhere in the southern half of the state.
No snow on the ground means that it's, you know, when we get these strong southerly winds and these warmer temperatures coming up out of the south, they don't cool off on their way up here. If this was a day with a couple inches of snow on the ground, we'd probably be in the 40s.
Cooler temps expected tomorrow. Highs in the upper 40s to mid 50s in southwest Minnesota. Snow statewide likely on Saturday. Few inches possible in the north, but less in southern Minnesota. Family of U.S. Air Force Major Jeff Horniman from Andover has released a statement as he remains unaccounted for and is presumed killed in last week's Osprey aircraft crash off the coast of Japan. Divers found the bodies of five crew members in the fuselage. And Horniman's family says they have hope and faith that Jeff will be found soon and, quote, our hearts go out to the families of Jeff's wingmen who are also dealing with this tragedy. Sixth District Congressman Tom Emmer honoring Horniman yesterday on the U.S. House floor.
Jeff dedicated his life to service and made the ultimate sacrifice. Today, across the city of Andover, the state of Minnesota, and this country, we honor his life and preserve his memory.
And state regulators today approved interim rate increases of about 8.5% for Minnesota Power's electric customers and for Xcel Energy's natural gas customers. Both utilities have requested permanent increases larger than that. In other headlines, U.S. Representative Angie Craig is co-sponsoring the Kidproof Act, which would allow healthcare providers to buy and distribute items like lock boxes and safes to help parents safely store opioids and other dangerous materials in the home. She says as a mother and grandmother, she will do everything she can to help parents keep their kids safe and healthy. She says that is what this bipartisan bill will accomplish. St. Cloud Salvation Army still assessing damage after a fire started in its shelter earlier in the week. Lieutenant Nate North says the shelter part of the facility not usable right now, and between 40 to 50 residents had to be relocated. Other services like the food shelf, Christmas signups, and community meals still going on in the part of the building not affected by the fire. And family and friends welcomed home 125 members of the Minnesota National Guard's 133rd Airlift Wing this afternoon in St. Paul. They're returning from a 3-month deployment to Africa. That is the latest, and you are listening to Minnesota News Network.